Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, we got a fun note in. Somebody says you can go after 11 a.m. today to watch Impact 100. Is going to be painting graffiti bridge with signatures and everything else. And I got a text from my boss, Mary Hoxing, who is a member of Impact 100. 1,313 members this year. That means $1,313,000 being raised for our community to give away in those block grants of, well, I think they normally do it at $1 million a piece. So that would be 13 grants. That's fantastic. I mean, each grant will be just a little bit above $1 million because they're going to get the remainder. But what a great organization. $1,000 a woman, and they do all kinds of good stuff in the community. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Some weeks we don't have a lot. This week we have really, unfortunately, an awful lot of stuff. Let's start with the most recent first and the one that involves some of the worst stuff. We had a person who apparently goes by the name of Charm Never Fails, who has now been charged for attempted murder. And there's also two women and maybe a third person involved in obstruction of justice with this case. What happened here?
Well, they went to a home on Walton Street or outside of a home and fired from a vehicle in that area toward that home. A car was struck. The home was struck. The home was occupied, which is obviously a very serious situation. Officers got to work on that case, and it was with the help of a flock camera that we were able to identify the vehicle, and then the arrest began shortly after that.
Wow. So this is one of those cases where the technology paid off in exactly the way that it's supposed to work, which is to help us solve a crime that has just happened, identify and discover discover the person we've already identified, and then make an arrest in connection with an attempted homicide.
Yeah, and these cameras in the city have just been online for a very short amount of time, so we expect a lot more. I'm sure you've talked with Sheriff Simmons about the success that they've had in the county with those cameras, so we're looking very forward to having that technology as well and combining the two, making Pensacola and Escambia County much safer.
Yeah, and you know, Gulf Breeze is doing it, Santa Rosa is doing it, Escambia County has been doing it for a little while. It's something that hadn't been talked about a lot in the open until somewhat recently, which makes sense to me. You know, why tell the criminals all the things that you're doing to catch them? But the one thing that came out in the press release, I just had a question about, it made the comment, I think you were quoting Eric Winstrom at the time, our new chief, but that they've only been operational for a few days. And that I thought the flock cameras had actually been operational for quite some time, like maybe as much as 6 months. Can you just maybe clarify how long they have been functioning in the city of Pensacola?
Yeah, it's just a few days. What the cameras that Chief Winstrom is talking about, the others were put in by other agencies, not us,
okay.
That were very close to the city limits. So the ones in the city limits are very, very new, just a matter of days, and we're going to be having some more come in very soon.
Okay, and just for people who might be tuning in and don't realize the distinction, we're not talking about the red light cameras. The license plate reader cameras are a different kind of entity. They do different things. They accomplish different objectives, even though they are often both used, right? So just for people who might be confused about the distinction there. Since we're on the cameras topic, the Escambia County Commission today is taking up a memorandum of understanding between the county and the PPD for PPD to have access to the in-the-city but on county property cameras in the parking garage at Intendencia. I assume that this is just because these are useful cameras. You're often asked to look at them, and why wouldn't you be able to have more immediate access, almost real-time crime center kind of access to them? Is that basically what's going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. We've had some issues in those areas on county property, and it's an extra step to have to go and get that video. That step will now be taken away, and we're able to investigate these crimes much faster.
Very good. Other things that have happened in the last I hate to talk about the really horrible stories, but we have had a couple of really horrible stories. I think it was last week you had this collision at 9th and Bayou where we have red light cameras. And because of the red light camera, we have clear evidence, you tell me, of somebody running the red light and hitting a pregnant woman's car. Her baby winds up being killed. She survives, but you're still working on this case. Is that right?
Yeah, this was a pickup truck that was driving at a high rate of speed coming southbound on 9th Avenue. We've got cameras that saw him he was speeding as he approached the intersection at Airport, which is just a block away, or just about a block away. And then once he got to Bayou, he blew the red light. There was what we call a stale light. It was there. It was red for quite some time, and struck this woman's vehicle. And you know the rest. It's a very sad story. It was the impact was toward the back door. We're certainly glad it wasn't in the driver's door itself, because we may have been talking about even worse things. So we just, these red light cameras are worth their weight in gold, but are they going to stop everything? Probably not. But there's a lot of people that have run those lights that have received the civil citation. And for a lot of folks, all that takes is just one time, and it makes them think a whole lot more about running those lights and being a lot more careful at intersections.
Well, look, obviously the ideal objective of the red light cameras is to discourage, deter, and prevent red light running. Therefore, you'd have fewer collisions. But for the ones that are not deterred, you have the evidence necessary when something does happen to prosecute a case or bring a civil claim or whatever. And so, though it's a horrible thing, it would have been even more horrible if we didn't have the evidence and the ability to catch the perpetrator. So it's still a law enforcement success, even though it's a horrible outcome, obviously. And, you know, that's a part of it as well. And just so people are maybe not aware, we want to clarify, in Florida, if you cause the death of a child, of a fetus in the womb, that is a charge. And depending on what you're doing, your level of negligence, or if it's a DUI, it can be an even enhanced charge, right?
Yeah, so that case is still under investigation. We do expect charges to be brought against that driver fairly soon. And when that happens, I'll be sending out another news release.
Mike, you guys put out some information about a crash. I believe it was yesterday. It might have been the day before, but the information came out yesterday. This was a traffic stop where the suspect fled and subsequently is alleged to have run into another car and killed that driver. What do we know at this point? I thought there was some unclarity about whether there was a chase in process at the time. What do we know?
Yeah, that's what we're looking into. This, we do know the officer tried to stop this vehicle and the vehicle fled. What we don't know, or what I don't know at this point, is that, and this is part of the investigation that the Florida Highway Patrol is taking on, which is normal procedure, for a couple of reasons. One, because it was a serious crash involving a fatality, and the other one is because the crash itself happened in the county. But the Highway Patrol will look at the video and determine whether this officer even had a chance to pursue or not. And we've seen this before. A lot of times, if an officer just flips around on the road to make a stop, the vehicle will take off. If an officer pulls a vehicle over, gets out his or her car and approaches that vehicle, then they take off, and they take off at a high rate of speed in order to put the most distance between them and the officer. And even though in that last situation, the officer hadn't had a chance to even get back in his vehicle, they speed off at a high rate of speed and are involved a lot of times in crashes almost immediately, but there was no pursuit involved. But we were there, and we attempted a traffic stop. So the investigation is being handled by the Highway Patrol, and I'm sure that they will come to a conclusion soon.
One of the stories that I know nobody really loves to have to talk about, but it is, you had an employee who allegedly had engaged in romantic relationship sex with a girl and got her pregnant, and she talked about it on social media. And the prior relationship, who he had a child with, got in contact with that person, and turns out he's HIV positive and didn't disclose, or at least this is the allegation. Now, I know this is, it's a case, I guess you guys are essentially responsible for calling because he's your officer, but he's on desk duty now. And any other comments you guys have to make about this particular investigation or this case?
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
He's been terminated. Okay.
I believe he resigned.
But, okay, got it.
This is a situation where, again, and I spoke with Chief Winstrom right after he got here, we're going to be very transparent. And when we get the bad news about an employee, it's going to be treated just like if it was anybody else, and that's the case here. What this individual did was selfish and dangerous, and it's something that's obviously not going to be tolerated. So it was investigated just like any other crime, and there's a reason why that doing something like that is a third degree felony. Like I said, it's very dangerous.
And it's, just for clarity on the law, even if you think, or even if you know medically that you're not contagious, which was, I guess, kind of what he had explained on his side of the thing, is that's not what the law says. The law doesn't say non-contagious. The law says if you have HIV, if you're HIV positive, then you must disclose. That is an obligation for what I think we all recognize are pretty obvious reasons. We had a robbery of some kind, like a snatch and grab or something at the Dillard's, but you guys caught the person?
Yeah, that was Thursday night, and officers responded to a complaint where a gold chain or necklace was taken off the neck of a female, and they did the right thing. They called us immediately, and officers were in the area. They were able to find the vehicle. The description was obviously given by the victim. They found that vehicle. They found the individual inside, and they got the necklace back. So it's good work on a night shift patrol for being up there and getting that done so quickly. A lot of times you may not see that necklace again, and things can go wrong. And we've had situations before happen, things like that will happen, and people just look around for the person before they call us. And this victim called us right away, and we were able to get the job done. So good job on night shift patrol. Yeah,
we had a car go through that really weird, bizarre, and often problematic intersection at Alkanes and Garden and drive into the cemetery and damage some grave markers.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, and you know that curve is almost like the graffiti bridge with trucks. Mm. It's happened so many times, and probably going to happen again. And who knows what what's going to have to be done to stop that? But I believe that there were 10 headstones that were destroyed in this crash, and we are looking into it to see if alcohol was involved in that one.
And then you also had an officer in an unmarked vehicle on the highway got rammed. What happened here?
Yeah, that was night before last on Interstate 10 eastbound, approaching Scenic Highway. The officer's in an unmarked car. He was intentionally rammed by one vehicle. That vehicle went around him. He was not able to go after that vehicle because his car was disabled, but he could see ahead of him where it struck another vehicle. The suspect vehicle then fled into Santa Rosa County and I believe crashed once again, and the individual ran into the woods. At that point, Santa Rosa took over. I don't know for sure if he was captured or not, but a weird situation out there. Certainly don't expect to get rammed from the rear on purpose on the interstate.
You know, we had that story off of I-4 where the guy was carrying around the fake Sidewinder or Sparrow missiles on his car and got pulled over to make sure the bomb squad didn't find any actual explosives, which, of course, it was a stupid thing all around. But just between you and me, I mean, nobody else is listening. There is every once in a while the kind of the wish that you could carry missiles on the cruisers, though, right?
Just between you and me, you're correct. And you can just,
I can solve this problem right away.
And get them out of the way because the siren doesn't work sometimes.
I know.
But yeah, it's something silly that everybody thinks about. Fortunately, those were fake. They were props. But it certainly was something that got the attention of a lot of people down south.
I'm just going to offer you the opportunity, because you and I have not had a chance to talk about it, but there is a relatively famous story that involved a Pensacola woman and her depending on how you view it, her inability to control herself or her ability to control herself, sort of a golden opportunity, some might say. But anything you want to add to the community conversation we're having about the Airbnb?
You know, when Channel 3 approached me and asked questions about that story, I've been doing this long enough to know that this story is going to grow legs and take off, and that's what it did. And I kind of get tired of talking about it, but I haven't talked to you about it, so I'm just going to go with the flow, and you're in luck today. We will talk about it one more time.
That's why you're the professional. We always like to end with the cop myth. Well, he didn't say anything. You weren't listening. cop myth or did you know? We always like to end with one.
Yeah, and this is something you were talking about yesterday about, where people, bad news or misinformation, disinformation on the internet. And we've talked about it before, but what we haven't talked about is where Americans seem to go to get their information about crime. And this is from Pew Research, and I found out yesterday that local news outlets, not the internet, which is great news, still get 26% of that. They still get 26%. Social media, 19%. Search engines, 19%. Getting the news from family, friends, and neighbors, 17%. And locally focused apps or sites, 8%. Local law enforcement, this was disappointing, only 7%. And local politicians, 1%. Now, this is from Pew Research, and this is still not the number one reason why local people tune in to local news. The number one reason, according to them, is to see what the weather's going to be that day.
Well, all right. All right, fair enough.
So the meteorologists win.
Well, there's a reason that, they do a lot of coverage of the weather, and we do too, you know, because you're exactly right. People want weather and traffic, and they want it on the fives. Yeah. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, I do tell you this with a great sense of relief about that story that, you know, I'll just let you go. You did well, sir. Yeah, well done.
I'm glad it's over because that story was really draining me as well.
Well, it's just a reminder. It's important to stay hydrated when you're working.